Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Butler in southern New England. Jeremy Zekas is in New South Wales. And everybody in Australia who pays attention to the culture knows that cricket, this time of year is much on the minds of the cricket players and those who boost, especially boosting the Ashes series, beginning November in Perth. Jeremy, there's news from the Australian team. What do we need to know about their thinking about how they're going to meet England this time?
The big news is that we're expecting that Pat Cummings, one of our best bowlers and arguably one of our best batters, is now expecting to play all five Ashes games. And this is the reason this is big news is because Pat Cummings, in the last few weeks, it has come to be revealed that he's actually been suffering quite a lot of shoulder injuries and shoulder tightness, which has basically put him in doubt for some of the Ashes series. And the reason this is such a big problem is that Pat Cummings is one of our most experienced players, one of our strongest players when playing against the English, and was really looked upon to kind of spearhead our fight against the British as we come into the Ashes season. But what's happened now is Pat Cummings is looking more and more certain to actually play for all five Ashes games. However, between now and November, when this series does start off, Pat Cummings is going to be going through a lot of therapy and effectively going to be, I guess, winding back some of his commitments because Pat is, I mean, apart from being one of the most phenomenal players we have and really one of our Ashes mainstays, he does like playing a lot of cricket during the season and the entire year, which means he does tend to put his body through a lot of stress and a lot of injury on any given year and any given week. So what's happening now, there is a program to effectively wind back his playing schedule. He's not going to be playing as many one-day internationals between now and the Ashes series. He's really going to focus on the fact that he needs to get there for the Ashes series and basically hopefully get right into the fight against the English. Because as we've spoken about many times, we're expecting the Poms are going to have a very good team this Ashes series. And there's every potential that if we show any weakness, we could actually lose this one.
What kind of bowler is Cummings?
He is a paceman by trade, so he's got brute force. He can fire the ball down at the wicket at high speed. But in his later years, he's actually become quite a technical bowler too, so he can basically bowl a Yorker, which is effectively a bowling style that creates a funny bounce with the ball that actually, as the ball hits the ground, because it's got top spin and a little bit of angle, can actually speed up and actually bounce either left or right, depending on what they've done with the ball, and make it very hard to hit, but also means they can actually bounce it around the batter's bat and get it to hit the wicket dead on. And he's actually relatively good at some of that technical bowling, so he's now become an all-round bowler, which is really hard for the English to deal with because a lot of their batters are actually made to effectively deal with the brute force bowling style that we've had in many years in Ashes past. So this could be a real win for us if they can actually get around that British ability to defeat most of our paceman bowlers. So in short, John, he's kind of like the golden bowler, the kind of bowler that we need this year.
When the bowler throws the very heavy ball, how far out from the batter does he want it to strike the ground? A foot, 2 feet, 3 feet?
Ideally, that's exactly it. Probably about 6 feet, I think, is really ideal because what happens then is it'll hit the ground, and normally if you have top spin, it'll be so quick that it'll bounce straight into the wicket before the batter can get the bat down. However, when you do try and basically get it to bounce that close to the batter, it means the ball is in the air for a lot longer. So there's every chance that it's not quite going to be exactly where you want it to be when it effectively lands and bounces on the ground. So typically what most bowlers do is they're probably a good 10 feet maybe in front of the batter because it's much easier to hit the mark, especially if you have a cricket pitch that has a bit of undulation or that it's not quite even surface. And bowlers are very, very good at picking where the sweet spots are in a pitch. So you can imagine trying to, from about, say, really it's about 30 feet away, trying to pick where you're going to get that ball to land so it bounces perfectly. It gets much harder if you start adding more distance to try and get it closer to the batter. So while ideally 6 foot is really where you'd really want to do it, typically it's about 10 foot. But I can tell you, John, with the best bowlers out there like Pat Cummings and a few others, at 10 foot, there's really not a lot of difference between 10 and 6 because they get so much spin on that ball that as it bounces, it can accelerate at a mighty rate and it is very hard for some batters to actually hit. So it really is a game of skill and strategy because if you can move the ball bouncing 6 foot to 10 foot between different bowling styles and between different overs, you can actually trick the batters into thinking it's going to bounce somewhere when it's not. But it really is a game of absolute skill at that point.
Who's responsible for the ground in front of the batter? Who prepares it?
That's actually the grounds. So that's the groundskeeper. So, for example, in Perth, before the first Ashes series, the groundskeepers there will effectively get the surface ready to a certain high professional standard, which will be checked upon by the International Cricket Committee. There is a lot of oversight in how the ground is prepared. And there is tolerances, of course. The grass can be a certain height. The ground can be a certain, hardness. But it still has to meet, the main international requirements, which is flat level surface, can't have a lot of cracks. If they do find that the ground is unsuitable, sometimes they can actually move the pitch slightly over in the field so they can try another part of the field. But sometimes they just have to halt play or delay it until they can bring the ground up. But the tolerances mostly when it comes to the ground are really in how much moisture is in the surface. And that's, a part of the game of cricket because it means that the moisture in the surface, if it's high moisture, the balls will basically be dampened, which means it changes the bowling style. If it's a very hard surface because it's baked, it actually makes them a lot faster. So it's actually an added layer of skill that you need and strategy. And it makes it more exciting for fans too because it means no two cricket games will ever be the same because the pitches will never be exactly the same.
And there's another player considering Ashes. What's his name?
Cameron Green, he's actually one of our younger bowlers. And I won't say he is exactly the same style as Pat Cummings, but he is also a very technical bowler. And his name started coming up early this week off the back of the Pat Cummings news and discussion about whether or not he could play. And while it's not being directly spoken about that Cameron Green is a Pat Cummings replacement, I think if you read between the lines and have a look at what Cameron Green can do as a bowler and the fact that he's also a very strong batter, if, say, Pat Cummings doesn't play all five, but Cameron Green is at least on the side, there is a bit of cover over from that loss of expertise and skill from not having Pat Cummings there by Cameron Green coming in as effectively making up the shortfall. But also, if you have both of these guys on the same team for all five games, that strengthens our bowling side up something phenomenally. So this could actually be where we're starting to see the formation, I think, of our Ashes dream team this far out. But having said that, I don't want to jinx it. We are still really a couple of months out. Anything can happen there. Injuries do happen. Cameron Green's got a large play cycle. He's participating in a lot of one-day internationals. So hopefully he'll get there uninjured and completely ready to go. But he has been pretty much picked by the selectors as a high contender for the final squad. And I already get the feeling that he's effectively training for it. So like Pat Cummings, playing a lot less games, really just focusing now on the Ashes side.
One more comparison between baseball and cricket. In baseball, it is said, and when you get to championship series, you win with pitching. Is that something that they say in cricket? Because I notice through these last months we've had batters bragging about doing 100 or hitting lots of runs, which is not about pitching. Is a championship series like Ashes about pitching or batting?
It can be one or the others. And normally it's really determined by the other team. So sometimes, and honestly, this has been the Australian strategy for the last few Ashes, we have been winning it through batting because we knew that the English side had they're good bowlers, but they weren't the best. So we knew we could hit them over the fence. But this season seems to be all about the bowling. So the pitching, this series, I think, is going to be won on the bowling alone in some ways, because the fact is that you have a very strong English side that can bat. But if you can get around the fact that we can bowl balls that they can't hit, it'll be all about the pitching. And I dare say, well, I think we already know, the English are thinking the same too. Some of their discussions now are about actually, I guess, upskilling their capability as a bowling side for this Ashes series. So, John, I think in this case, it's exactly like baseball. It's all about the pitching in this Ashes series. And this I think will make it exciting because it's much more about strategy, not just about trying to smash it over the fence on every single ball.
Dallas the Spoodle has a new friend. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, John Batchelor in the Southern New England, on to Dallas. All right, stop that.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.